What is your God's name? Bar 38. I'm Professor Hannes Redingheis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Second Name Bible, the Rottenau version, please contact us at our WhatsApp number 0722-367-124. That's a plus 27 international code. Just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, you are very welcome. You are very welcome. But I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a lot of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel to be able to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are busy with, including our TikTok messages. Send this contact to your friends and family, and make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, a pen and a notepad. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people, any messianic groups: the Israel Vision Groups, the Hebrew Roots Movement, the Sacred Name Movement, the Yom Movement. We are not part of Jehovah's Witnesses or the Seventh-day Adventist churches. Instead, we do not belong to any denomination, church or organization in the world. We are only a Bible study group. I do the research, the preparation, the recording of the different studies, and you do your own study. There's no organization. So please do not associate us with any church or denomination. According to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the 1816 Bible, which was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rodzenon, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua, the name God was originally Elohim or Hashim, the name of the Lord was originally Yahweh, the name of the Holy Spirit was originally Ruach HaKodesh. We refer to ourselves as Yahvist, according to 1 Peter 4, verse 16. I trust that this study will be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. We will continue where we left off last week, and it's also important throughout the study to wash my hands, because when I make brackets, it's something that I add to the scripture or the explanation. His separated and highly exalted name. When we pray this prayer, O Father, hallowed be thy name, we do so as his children who bear our Father's name. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I also bear my Father's name, Yahweh, and I bear the Son's name, Yahushua. Shua, Savior, Redeemer. He gives us the inheritance according to Acts 20, verse 32. When we accept salvation, then we must desire to please our Heavenly Father, Yahweh our Elohim, by doing His will. We can be in the group of Matthew 25, verse 34, when His Son, Yahushua, will say, "Come here, the blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you." Hallelujah. And what has ordained it is the fact that we know that we are in His name. Come ye, the blessed of my Father. What's the Father's name? Yahweh El Elohim. Who had inherited a kingdom which is prepared for you. Well, we have a kingdom. We have an inheritance. We are part. We are heirs of a kingdom. A kingly kingdom. He says, inherit the kingdom for you. Call unto me, Yahweh your Father, and I will answer thee, according to Jeremiah 33, verse 2 and 3. Hallelujah. What a total blessing. We may pray in the name of Yahweh, but according to the Old Testament and the ancient, or let me say, the Orthodox Jews today will tell you, you're not to name the name of God. They call him God. It's not God. You're not to call him Yahweh. as they, a lot of them call him Yahweh. Psalms 118 verse 26 to 28. Listen what King David says. Psalms 118 verse 26. Blessed is he or she that cometh in the name of, it says the Lord in the 1611 King James, Lord, L-O-R-D, all capital letters. No, Yahweh, our Elohim. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. It's not Lord. Lord means Bali. Hosea 2 verse 15 and 16. It's Lord, is Yahweh, our Elohim. The only reason why I bring the 1611 in play here is to show you that the word Lord is all capital letters every time. Why would it be? Because the fact that the name Yahweh 6,923 times in the Old Testament and 127 times in the New Testament is the word Yahweh written with all capital letters, bringing glory unto the Creator of heaven and earth, Yahweh, our Father. Hallelujah. First of all, the fact that the word Lord, L-O-R-D, capital letters, in this scripture or Bible is spelled with capital letters, this confirms that the name Yahweh in the original ancient Hebrew text, Old Testament, was all spelled with capital letters. Hallelujah. The above scripture, blessed be he and she that cometh in the name of the Lord, Yahweh our Elohim. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord, Yahweh our Elohim. Gives us as part of the bride of Yahushua in this 21st century the right to pray in our Father's name. And what is his name? Yahweh our Elohim. Verse 27. Now listen what it says in the 1611. God is the Lord. God is the Lord. But a lot of times when they refer to the Lord, he says God. And other times he only refers to Lord on his own, like we saw in the previous scriptures. And other times you will just find that the scripture says God, like in many other scriptures in the 1611. But now it says here, verse 27, God is Lord, L-O-R-D, capital letters. So, God, Elohim, what does the word God mean? Object of worship, or in brackets, Elohim or Hashim. Elohim is Yahweh. Hallelujah. That's what it means. And that's why the word Lord is with capital letters. Elohim, which is a title referring to Yahweh. I always say Yahweh, my Elohim. With other words, the Lord God, if I must translate it back to the 1611. The Lord God, Yahweh, my Elohim. But in this case, it says, the scripture says, God is the Lord. So the Elohim is Yahweh. How easy is that? And Lord, all capital letters, which had shown us light, bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Verse 28. Thou art my King David's, I have it in brackets, God. So what does King David say? Thou art my, that's King David's, Elohim. God is Elohim. And I will praise thee, thou art God, which is Yahweh, my Elohim. I will exalt thee, put it in brackets, Yahweh, my Elohim. Whenever I see God, I put Yahweh, my Elohim. Always, always, always. After reading the last two verses, we have noticed how many times King David used the original ancient Hebrew symbols, the tetragrammaton, Yod, He, Vav, He. Yod, He, Vav, He. Which is supposed to be Yahweh, our Elohim. Yod, He, Vav, He is not Yahweh. Yahweh has six letters. And Yod, Hei, Vav, Hei is four letters. You can't pronounce it. That's why it needs two letters. The two Alephs. It's the only two letters in the Hebrew alphabet that forms a name with Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. When you bring the Alephs in, it says Yod, Aleph, Hey, Vav, Aleph, Hey. Six letters. So you can't say the Tetragrammaton is God's name. I've heard so many people say the Tetragrammaton is God's name. Yod, Hey, Vav. It's not his name. And that's why you're not supposed to say it. It's not that you can't say it. You can't read it because it's not the name. It's impossible to read Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. You understand? You can't read it. You need the Alephs. Yod, Aleph, Hey, Vav, Aleph, Hey. Six letters, not four letters. It's not a question that they are not allowed to read it. They can't read it. No Hebrew person in the world, no English or Afrikaans, Zulu, German, you name it what you want, can read the Tetragrammaton as a name. It's not a name. You can say anything in brackets, it's God, it means God, and it's not. God is Elohim. And Yod Hey Vav Hey is not pronounceable. You understand that? So you need the two Alephs, six letters. Yod, Aleph, Hey, Vav, Aleph, Hey, Yaffa. Y-A-H-V-A-H. Yaffa. So, let me read it. After reading the last two verses, we have noticed how many times King David used the original ancient Hebrew symbols, the Tetragrammaton, Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. When praising his father. This was later translated by the Roman Catholic Church as Lord, all capital letters, or Lord, one capital letter Lord, or God, all capital letters, or God, one capital letter, or God, small letters. God, small letters, Babylonian God. In this 21st century, when we pray or worship our Father, we have the very same right as King David to worship our Father, Yaffa El Elohim, in his original ancient Hebrew names, according to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenal version. The only difference is that we, as part of the Bride of Yahushua, seldom use the letters Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey, but we use the name as the rabbis in the Old Testament used it, Yaffa El Elohim. They knew, the rabbis knew, to bring in the two A's, the consonants. And once a year when they put the blood on the sheriff's wings, the sacrificial blood, the atonement blood, then they will call on the name of Yaffa. And Yaffa will descend in the temple or the tabernacle. Matthew 21 verse 26. Matthew 21 verse 6 to 11. New Testament scripture. And the disciples went and did as Yahushua in brackets Jesus commanded them. Now in the 6th and 11 it will say Jesus. And brought the ass and the colt and put them their clothes as they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread the garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and showed them in the way. The multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, now listen now. Hosanna to the Son of David. Who's the Son of David? Yahushua. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahushua. Sorry, let me just rephrase. Blessed is he that come in the name, that's Yaffa, our Elohim. Now he says in the in the 16:11, the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. So Yahushua sat on the donkey. People is glorifying him, and the people is shouting, "Blessed is he that Yahushua that cometh in the name of Yahweh, Hosanna in the highest." These above scriptures shows us that the Roman Catholic Church has created the names Jesus and Jesus. Why? Well, you know that by now. Because they knew the ancient Hebrew sacred names as the prophets which have prophesied it. King David would never have known the name Jesus, Isis, or Jesus. Ay, 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 ay. Why? Because King David didn't live in the time of the Roman Empire. He lived 1,000 years before that. Do we understand that? So he wouldn't have known the name Isis or Jesus. According to the restoration of the original Septuagint Bible, the Rottenham version, the angel would have said to Miriam, "You must call his name Yahushua and not Isis or Jesus." Why? Because this name, the name Isis, existed in the time of Miriam becoming pregnant. But it was a Baal god, the sun god, Nimrod, Ra, Zeus, Isis. But the name Jesus never exists. The angel said to Miriam, "You must call him Yahushua, Emmanuel," if it's translated, "Yahwa al Elohim with us." Verse 10, "And he," that's Yahushua, "was come into Jerusalem," the entire, I said, "and when he," Yahushua, "was come into Jerusalem, the entire city was moved, saying, who is this?" He sat on a donkey. He grew up in Jerusalem. And they frowned and they asked, "Who is this?" According to this verse, the people of the city seemed not to know for sure who was riding the donkey. Looking at the question, "Who is this?" In the next verse makes evidence that most of the city's people knew his name. Verse 11, "And the multitude said, this is Yahushua, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee." So they knew him. Why? Because he grew up there. He lived there for 30 years of his life before he started his ministry of 3 years. According to the original Hebrew script, the people of Galilee never knew the name Jesus or Jesus, Greek pagan names. But all of them know Yahushua, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Isn't that wonderful? They didn't know Jesus or Jesus. What is amazing is the fact that the people of the city knew his original Hebrew name. But the educated people in Jerusalem didn't know his name. When he, Yahushua, grew up among them, while he grew up with them, they knew him. Suddenly they didn't know him. In the next scripture, it's important to realize how the people of the city knew Yahushua and what he stood for. Luke 19 verse 37 and 38. Luke 19 verse 37 and 38. It says 37. "And when he," Yahushua, "was come night, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice." Now, why a multitude of disciples? I thought he only had 12 disciples. Yeah, they were disciples, 12 in training to become apostles. But everybody that followed Yahushua was called a disciple or a follower of Yahushua. Being called Yahfist. That's why today we are Yahfist, called Yahfist. not Christians. The whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice, praise Yahweh the Elohim for that which Yahushua has done, with a loud voice from all the might works that they had seen. According to the scriptures, it's evident that they knew Yahushua and what he has done. Verse 38, saying, blessed is the king, in brackets, Yahushua, that come in the name of Yahweh, his Elohim. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. They knew him. They call him by his revelation name. They would never have called him Jesus, because the name Jesus never exists until 1524. In this scripture, Yahushua is addressed as the king that has come in the name of Yahweh his Father. In verse 38, have you noticed the word Lord is spelled with capital letter L and the rest of the word with small letters? Why? Because up to the 13th century, the word Lord, L-O-R-D, was all capital letters, which was altered by the Roman Catholic Church to the word Lord, capital L-O-R-D, with only one capital letter, which will give status to all pagan gods and their names. This way of referring to Yahweh our Elohim in small letters became prominent after 1881, when the new Greek New Testament, the Nestle Aaron text, was created by two Roman Catholic theologians. The new Greek New Testament would become the only accepted Greek text used by the United Bible Society, the South African Bible Society, the Roman Catholic Bible Society, and the World Bible Society. Did you hear what I just said? The Nestle Aaron text. The original Byzantine text of the 2nd century and the 1522 Desiderius Erasmus text, named the Textus Receptus, are willingly ignored by the Bible translators of the world as shown. Why? Because they are all under the jurisdiction of the Roman Catholic Bible Federation. They rule all Bible translations. After 1881, that the new King James Bible was translated, never ever was the Textus Receptus text of the Desiderius Erasmus, 1522, ever used for Bible translation again. Only the corrupted text, coming from the four codexes. Codex means corrupt. Codex Studegardus, Codex Alexanders, Codex Sinaiticus, Codex Leningradinus. That's the four texts, corrupted codexes, which they use to create the Nestle Aaron text. It is evident that we today, 2024, are living in the end time, and Satan with all his power shall deem whatever is necessary to prevent the younger generation from coming to the knowledge of the revelation of the original Hebrew sacred names, according to the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, the Rottenham version. And that's why also the restoration of the Rottenham version has been reviewed a couple of times, and things has happened in the Bible which was not, surely not in the original Bible. Because certain things, even in the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, referred to certain things which is said in the West Cortenor text, the Nestle Aaron text. Unfortunately, that is the reviewers that comes in, that change certain statements and words, sometimes total verses, to turn the truth into a lie. But I'm so glad we are led by the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, every day of our lives. We, as part of the Bride of Yahushua in this 21st century, have every right to pray in our Father's name, the name of Yahweh El Elohim. I'm so glad I can raise my hands anytime and pray in the name of Yahweh my Elohim, or Yahweh the creator of heaven and earth. There's the title El of Eloah. There's the title Yah, Y-A-H, as in Hallelujah. Oh, there's many ways in which we can praise Him. Verse 9, after the manner therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. What is his name? Hallowed be, praise thee thy name. Hallowed be thy name. What is his name? We're supposed to be, hallowed be the name of Yahweh El Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth. Our Father. How wonderful is that? Isn't that powerful? Since our childhood, we were taught by our mothers, when we pray, we must say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, N-A-M-E. In our Protestant churches, they said, if our Protestant churches knew the truth, they would have taught us to pray using the original ancient Hebrew sacred names, Our Father, Yahweh El Elohim, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, the name Yahweh El Elohim in heaven. Knowing the revelation of the original ancient sacred names, we could now agree with the use of the original Hebrew names, and suddenly our prayers would have different meaning. Total, powerful meaning. What a blessing. What a blessing when we can pray in the revelation name. Even when you use the name Yahushua, then the demons and Satan fear and they run for their lives. In next scripture, Yahushua will show us that we in this 21st century also have the authority to proclaim His Father's name. Hallelujah. John 7 verse 4 to 12. John 7 verse 4 to 12 and then verse 26. Verse 4. John 7, excuse me. Sorry, I say John 7, I mean John 17. John 17, 1-7, verse 4 to 12. Verse 4, I, Yahushua, in brackets, have glorified thee, in brackets, my Father, on the earth. I, Yahushua, in brackets, have finished the work which thou, Yahweh my Elohim, gavest me to do. How different does this read? How different does it read? Read your 1611 King James Bible in the manner it's written. It doesn't say much. And now, O Father, that's verse 5, glorify thou me, Yahweh, your Son, with thine own self, in brackets, thy own name, which the glory which I, Yahushua, your Son, had with thee before the world was, before the creations in heaven. It was in heaven before the earth exists. How wonderful is that? What is amazing is the fact that Yahushua, the Son, in the above scripture confirms that he and his Father shares the very same name. He's just said it. The name that your name that I had with thee. In the next verse is evidence that Yahushua wants us in the 21st century to realize that he gathered himself a Gentile bride. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I'm part of the Gentile bride. I'm not a Gentile anymore. I'm a full-blooded Yahwist. Hallelujah. And so are you supposed to be. Verse 6. I, Yahweh your Son. Look at my fingers. Have manifested thy name, what's thy name, Yahweh my Father, unto the men which thou hast given me out of the world. Brackets, who through new birth, according to John 3 verse 1 to 12, became part of my bride. Now he says, thine, that's they, gave me, Yahweh, your son, and they, the bride of mine, even in this 24th century, have kept thine word, thine, Yahweh, my father. See how glorified the verse suddenly becomes when you use the right titles. After studying the above scripture, we realize that it's only the bride of Yahushua who was granted grace through Yahweh El Elohim and the blood of his son Yahushua, because he says it. According to the scripture, Yahushua has not manifested himself unto the world, but only unto them who knew his name and the name of his father. Go take your time, read these scriptures again. Verse 7 says, now they, in brackets, the bride in this 21st century, have known that all things whatsoever thou, Yahweh, my father, has given me, Yahushua, your son, are of thee, Yahweh, my Elohim. Whatever we have belongs to you. Now I just got to finish this three or four verses. For I, Yahweh, your son, have given unto them, the bride in the 21st century, the words which thou, Yahweh, my father, gavest me, and they, my bride, have received them, and have known surely that I, Yahushua, came out from thee, Yahweh, my father, and they have believed that thou, Yahweh, my father, sent me, your son, to the earth, for the world to be redeemed by my blood. This is amazing. This amazing scripture has revealed to us how Yahushua is referring not to the lost world, but to the bride. His father has given unto him. How do they know the father? Through the name of the son, Yahushua. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop right here, because there's so much that I still have to say about this scripture, and I don't want to rush through it. You can go and study the rest of it, put the names in where they're supposed to be in, and see what difference it makes. And next week, if we continue, see if you've got the right names at the right places when I would lead you in the study. Till next week, if it's Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.